Okay, welcome everyone. Tonight is Yud Aleph Nisan, which is the birthday of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was born in 1902. He passed away in 1994. But we can find inspiration from the words of a tzaddik even after they're no longer physically with us. And Lubavitcher Rebbe, on his wife's birthday, she was born on the 25th of Adar. My daughter shares that birthday as well. So he once spoke about celebrating birthdays. So if I was to ask you, what would be a Jewish way of celebrating a birthday? What would you do?
Something a little more humble.
Be more humble? Okay. A little introspect, a little tshuva. So I want to celebrate the Rebbe's birthday by learning some Torah from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. So if you guys have in front of you, the things I'm going to read again, you can follow along inside. I'm trying to clarify it. We'll learn something in honor of the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach. This is taken from a book called the Kutei Sichos, where speeches of the Rebbe gave were transcribed and written down by his students. So it begins by quoting a Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. There's a positive mitzvah in the Torah. L'saper benisim beniflos. To talk about the miracles and the wonders that Hashem did, Shenas Lavasein v'Mitzrayim b'Leil Chamisha Oser b'Nisan. Now, I would have thought that what's you're supposed to tell the story? Talk about leaving Mitzrayim. But the Rambam says, no, you're supposed to talk about the miracles that happened. Shnei Mar says in Pasuk, Zocher es hayom hazeh asher yetzosem mi'Mitzrayim. Remember the day you left Egypt. And then he adds in, Kimo, just like, Shnei Mar says, Zocher es yom ha'Shabbos. So Lavasein is going to ask, what did he add by that last phrase? The Torah tells you have a mitzvah, what's called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to talk about leaving Mitzrayim. And then it says, by the way, just like that, so too, it says, Zochor Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So what was added by that? That's what really the question the Rebbe is going to work with. So if you see on the third paragraph in front of you, Makor L'Divrei HaRambam, the source for this statement that the Rambam makes about talking about the miracles, who b'divrei Chazal b'medrash Shmos Rabba, really comes in a medrash. He zocher l'Israel, warn the Jewish people, kishem shebarati es ha'olam, just like I created the world, v'amarti lehem l'Israel, and I told the Jewish people, lizkor es yom ha'Shabbos, zeich l'maisa b'reishis, you should remember it, and you should realize that I created the world. Shnei Amar says, zocher es yom ha'Shabbos, kach, so too, hayezoichim hanisim, you should remember and talk about, mention the miracles, sha'asisi lochem b'mitzrayim, that I did for you when you left Mitzrayim. Zich liyom sheyitzasim misham, remember the day you left there? Shnei Amar, zochores hayom hazeh, asher yitzasim b'mitzrayim. Lama, why? Ki bechozek yad hotziyecho Hashem b'mitzrayim. So we're supposed to talk about the miracles. And that's a very interesting idea, that we're not really necessarily talking about the physical leaving. Every nation has like a geopolitical story, how they became free. What we're supposed to be talking about are the miracles. And the miracles that of Mitzrayim changed dramatically. Beforehand, there were miracles. Hashem did. We know the famous story of Avraham being saved. But an object being placed in fire doesn't necessarily contradict the laws of nature. The miracles that happened in Mitzrayim was a paradigm shift. And the miracles were on a different thing. You know, when we were kids, we remember the stories of, like, you know, the Egyptian and the Jewish people are drinking from the same cup, and from the Egyptian straw is blood, and from the Jewish straw it's water. That's not really accurate. It was blood and it was water at the exact same time. It was a paradox.
Quantum.
Yes.
Quantum mechanics.
Yes, very good. Very good. I'll give you another example. The bush that was burning. It wasn't like a fire near the bush and it didn't get consumed. The bush was on fire. Paradox. With Barad, hail, right? So in my kid, I have a six-year-old. So his cartoon they brought home has like these, maybe you've seen like ice, right? And like it was like and then inside the ice was like a little candle where it was like fire and ice. It's cute for a 5 and 6 year old, but when you're more mature, 15, 16-year-old, 26, 27-year-olds get more advanced, you realize it wasn't just fire and ice, it was a paradox. It was fire and it was ice at the exact same time. Right? I'll give you one more example. We'll get back into the Sicha. When the Jewish people were crossing Yam Suf, it says, what's Yabasha? Dry land, right? B'tochiyam. It was dry land in the middle of an ocean. Don't make no sense. How can it be both? It was a paradox. Hashem revealed himself as the God who does miracles, which are a paradox. And that's what we're supposed to be talking about at the Seder. To realize that there is a God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, who is not limited by the laws of nature. So he continues, Kavonos HaRambam. Now next paragraph. Bavos Divrei HaMedrashi. Why did the Rambam bring this Medrash? To clarify, as Hahevda bein mitzvahs Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim b'Leil Seder, the mitzvahs Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim b'Chol Yom. So we have two different mitzvahs. One of Sipur, which is telling the story, and one is Zechira. And there's a lot of discussion from Reb Chaim Brisker and others as to what the essential difference is. A few differences are that Zechira just means mentioning it. Just, okay, we were in Mitzrayim, we took out, we do this every day, and we say the third paragraph of Shema. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's Zechira. Sipur is the story, which is unique only to the night of Pesach. And it's unique in that we do it in certain ways. It's, first of all, it's a question and an answer. And that's why the halacha is, even if you're all by yourself. Like we're talking about the Lubavitcher Rebbe. After his Rebbetzin passed away, he used to make the Seder every year all by himself. There were thousands of people who would do anything in the world just to be at the Seder with the Lubavitcher Rebbe. It's like people wanted to be with him. He purposely did it. And if you're at the Seder by yourself, the halacha is you ask yourself the questions. Because that's how you do the mitzvah of Sipur. It's questions and answers. It's mentioning certain things like matzah, maror, Pesach. You have to discuss and go into depth about those things. It's beginning with something that is disparaging and ending with something that's very elevated. So the Rebbe is now going to give us a new insight as what is the difference between Sipur and Zechira. Bechol yom dai b'zechiras etzim ha'avoda shebnei Yisrael yotzim Mitzrayim. Every day of the year, except for Pesach, it's sufficient for a person just to mention we were taken out. Ve'ilu ha'mitzvah b'leil ha'seder, but the night of the Seder, he litor es hanisim shenizrachashu oz, to talk about the miracles. And I know people who will spend time at the Seder, especially if they have grandparents who survived World War II, they will make a point of talking about that story and telling the miracles they experienced in their own life at the Seder. Kishem Shemitzah Zechira Shabbos, he Zechir Lemaisa Bracious. So just like I'm talking about, again, this connection between Shabbos and Yitzias Mitzrayim, we talk about the miracles that happened. So go a little bit more in depthness. Now on the bottom paragraph. Mitzvah HaShabbos Kalas Shnei Markivim. You know what the word Markivim means? Ingredients. There's two ingredients. Markiv Shli was a negative part of it. We stop back from doing, we don't do any malacha on Shabbos. Lama test malachas, we don't do any of that. And also, Markiv Chiyuvi, there's a positive part to it as well. Menucha, Shvisa. Mekor Shel HaMarkiv HaShlili, the source for the negative, who beparshes Maisa Bereishis. As we know, it says, Vayishbos Vayom HaShvi, Hashem rested on the seventh day, Miko Malachto. We don't do any malach on Shabbos. Kivo Shabbos Miko Malach. He stopped, he rested, stopped, ceased any malacha. So that's the negative, that we hold back from doing it. Ve'ilu Makoro Shel HaMarka, Markiv HaChiyuvi, Parshas Matan Torah. The positive things about Shabbos, Kisheshes Yom Oso Hashem Asa Shemaim Esa Aretz, V'yonach V'yom HaShvi. So we rest, we have Menucha. So on Shabbos we have a positive part of it and a negative, but everyone understands the whole point of Shabbos is not merely the negative. Like the whole point of Shabbos is not to just sit around and not do Malacha. To elevate us, to refine us. So he's going to explain, just like you have those two elements by Shabbos, the positive and the negative, so do you have by Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you turn now to the next page, Bidom Lekach, Kalelis Yitzias Mitzrayim Shnei Akvim. So also too, you have two ingredients that go into Yitzias Mitzrayim. Makivashli, there's the negative part, Vitul Hashibud Hashlita Mitzrayim Al Medei Israel. The fact that we're no longer serving them. And the positive part of it is that we turned ourselves into B'nei Chorin, to free people. It's not the same thing. You might, okay, so once you stop being a slave, automatically you're free. Bob Trev explains there's an additional element being added to, and he's saying that's why the Rambam wanted to hint this at. I'm just going to take a pause because I'm going to go back to the next halach in the Rambam. The Rambam's working with the idea about personalized education. There's no cookie-cutter approach that you just treat every kid the same way. We know that we have different children, different approaches. So Rambam writes, Lefi daito shel habein aviv malamdo, that according to the intellect, or their knowledge, that's how a father has to teach them. Ketzad, imai katan atipesh. If the kid's young, or they're not really so mature, omlo bini, my child. Kulana hayinu avadim kemo shifcha zu, kemo eved zeh, v'mitzrayim b'leil pesach, poda osanu hakadosh baruch hu, v'yotzi ein mecherus. You sound very simply, you know, just like you'd have a servant working for you. Hashem, we were like that, and Hashem took us out. V'im haya haben gadol v'chocham. But if the child is a little bit older, a little bit more mature, modia ma she'eru lanu b'mitzrayim v'nisin. You specifically talk about those miracles. That's an important section of the mitzvah. Shenasu lanu ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu hakol lifi daito shelben. According to the intellectual understanding of a child, that's how you tell them. So now the Rambam says an interesting idea. If you look now on the second paragraph, Vezui Kavanas HaRambam, this is what the Rambam meant when he connects the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzisrayim to the mitzvah of Zechiras Shabbos. Kishem, Shemitzvah Zochras Yom HaShabbos, Nisheyeches, Limer Chiyuvi Shabbos Shabbos, that the positive part of it, like Rambam says, Zochras Zechiras Shabbos V'Kiddush, so too we have the Chiyuv of Sipur Yitzisrayim to focus on the positive things that happened, to talk about that we were made B'nei Chorin. Hadover Mishtakef Gam B'loshin HaRambam Mehilchus. Again, we just reread that a person tells his child we were all slaves. And Hashem took us out and made us free. That's the whole point. Now, are any of you guys Sephardim? Do we have any Sephardim?
At heart.
At heart. We're all Sephardim at heart. Yeah? Can I ask you a simple question? Do you whack each other with parsley?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you put matzah on your shoulder?
I'm a
converse.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, I walk around.
You walk around the table. Yeah. Do you know what that's based on?
Oh, what the?
We do it with the flower.
He's actually.
Yeah? To walk around. Do you, the Rambam writes, not, it's not, you, the normal version is you should liros es atzmo. You should see yourself. The Rambam says, leharos es atzmo, to demonstrate to others that you went out. Do you have the whole phrase, you do the Aramaic?
Yeah.
Can you say it for me?
I don't know the Aramaic.
You know the Aramaic. Where are you coming from? Where are you coming from? You say
Egypt.
Where are you going?
Israel.
Very good. So that's the Rambam over here. So we act it out. Beautiful. Hamakor lekach afhumi dibrei hamedrash shehuv la'el lama. Why do we do this? Ki bechozek yad hotziyano Hashem mimitzrayim. Chozek yad. That's the nisim niflos. Haya be'ikr l'shem hafichosom shel b'nei Yisrael la'am shel b'nei Chorin. The miracles is what, as we talk about, Gil, you said the quantum. The miracles that are paradoxes change us from being a nation of slaves in becoming free. It's not the same thing. V'lo kol kach l'shem hasaras shibud. It wasn't just to get them to stop enslaving us. Shekein hashibud haya mizbata memeila im siyum hatkufas ha'gezerah. Once the gezeirah was over, slaves, it's done. But just stopping being a slave doesn't mean the same thing as a free person. And on the inner dimension, what's the deeper message we take out from this? That again, just like Shabbos has a positive aspect and a negative, so too Yetzias Mitzrayim has a positive and a negative. It's not just a simple, a parallel over here. There's an inner essential connection between Shabbos and Yetzim Yisrael. Mevor b'Torah Chassidus, it's explained in the Chassidus Sfarim. Sheshnei Amrekavim, the mitzvahs haShabbos, heim shtei dargos shel tainug. There are two levels of onig, of enjoyment, of pleasure. Number one, kratel Shabbos onig, right? So what Shabbos is, there's onig. Aleph, tanug mugdar hanovea mishvisa mimalach l'mesiyamas. There's a certain type of pleasure that comes from stopping doing work. Shadarga elokis, amakbilahi, or Mimali Kol Amin. The parallel in terms of this would be what we call a light that is Mimali Kol Amin, that is imminent, that I feel, that I connect to. Beis etzem hatayneg shelamala mikol isuk b'malacha. There's something that's more of a time than that's just from not being involved in any type of physical things over here. Shadarga lakis, you know, this parallel is the light of what's called Or Soviv Kol Amin, that there's a transcendental light. I was explaining this to somebody, something, you could have a brilliant person. They're giving a talk, they're giving a lecture, and you don't really understand what they say because you realize, like, this person really is super smart. If you understand it and you internalized the lecture on physics, okay, great. But sometimes just being in the presence of that, you realize there's something that's bigger than me, that's beyond it. Sometimes we relate to HaKadosh Baruch in a way that we can internalize. That's what we call memale, that fills up Kol Amin. And other times Hashem is just like transcends us. We realize Hashem, we're overwhelmed, but that's what the level of Soviv Kol Amin. So in the last paragraph, the Al Kach, and therefore, Rambanu Haram, the Rambam's teaching is something. Sheitzias Mitzrayim Mekore Afhi Beor Soviv Kol Almin. The light of Mitzias Mitzrayim is something that's transcendental. Lamalam Eseder Shtalshalus Hagvilos V'olam. It's not bound by any type of limitations that Hashem used. L'chein, and therefore, Be'os Hashah Hofchu B'nei Yisrael L'fnei Chorin Gemurim. That's why we are completely free. Because it doesn't, our freedom doesn't come from this world. Our freedom comes from something that transcends this world. She'enim yecholim od liyos avadim la'olam. We will never be enslaved anymore. I just wanted to, that's the end of the piece, but I just wanted to finish off with a beautiful idea I heard recently from Avraham Shor. And he quoted the idea that we know that when the Gezeirah was made in the times of Haman and Achashverosh, it was made in Nisan, and the Jewish people fasted and prayed. So he asked, really, why would you fast and pray right away? Why not wait till Elul, wait till Rosh Hashanah, wait till Seir Simei Tshuva, wait till Yom Kippur, wait till Ne'il on Yom Kippur, and then Davin? And he says, no, you see from here that the most opportune time for prayer, the biggest eitzron we have, is at the Leil HaSeder. So I want to wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Thank you so much for coming.